Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're glad to be in your place of business, your place, your home, amen, wherever you might be, your place of work, employment, amen. This is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry with Dr. Mary Frances Arbor and yours truly, Apostle Pender. Amen. God bless you. It's a privilege and an honor to come to you, amen, tonight, amen, to break bread with you. Amen, in the name of Jesus, that name given amongst men whereby every man, woman, boy, child, and girl, excuse me, must be saved. Amen, that's a commandment. Amen, must be. Amen. So we just thank God again for the opportunity that presents us to come to you live, amen, in your homes, amen. Please, don't turn it off. Don't turn God off. When you turn this dial, you turn God off. Turn God on, amen, by tuning in. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is the sunshine of faith, amen. And I just said to you, faith cometh. And our ministry is named Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. And I have guests with me tonight. And I just want them to briefly, real quick, share a portion of their testimony. Amen. God bless you as you are here. Pastor Claiborne, amen. Give us his testimony. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We bring you greetings from Dynamic Deliverance. Amen. Amen. We thank God, amen, for being alive today. We thank God for being here today. Amen. And see another year. Amen. 2023. Praise the Lord. I thank God, amen, for being saved, being baptized in Jesus' name and filling with the Holy Ghost. I thank God, amen. One day I was on drugs. Amen. And I didn't know what time to come off of drugs. And then when I understand that there was a God somewhere, amen, I pray to God, amen, and he delivered my soul. He didn't take the drugs out of my hand, but I put the drugs down, amen, because I heard a man named Jesus. And after I heard about him and got identified with him, got his DNA, then I was baptized in his name, amen. And then after I was baptized in his name, amen, I had another mind, amen. I had a different thought. I even had a different way, amen. When I heard about him, I got the Holy Ghost. I couldn't keep the Holy Ghost. I couldn't keep myself. I couldn't even understand myself. I was doing things that I had no business doing. I didn't know the God that I'm serving now. But I heard, amen, that this God will never leave you or never will he forsake you. All I had to do is reach out, make up in my mind. I made up in my mind that I got tired of being sick and tired. I made up in my mind that I got tired of being sick. Every time I turn around, I try to get a fix. I couldn't find a fix. But I heard when Jesus fixed it. Jesus fixed it. I woke up one morning, amen. I found some joy. I found some peace. I found some happiness in Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
this is Linda here coming to you in Radio Land, letting you know that God is good. God is good all the time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. I thank you that he saved a wretch like me one day.
Yes.
That he reached down low and picked me up. Yes, Lord. On my dying bed, he brought me back. Don't tell me about what my God can't do, my Savior. Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for all you're doing, all you've done, all you better do, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, he's my sunshine. He's my everything, my good, my bad, everything. I praise him through it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for the blood, Lord. I thank you for the blood. If you don't know him, you better get to know him. You better get to know him. A man named Jesus. Save your soul before it's too late. Because that day is coming. I'm telling you, that day is coming. Time is rounding up. It's rounding up. It's getting shorter and shorter. Every day of signs all around us. All around us. But glory be to God. I'm going to hold on to the hem of his garment. I'm going to hold on. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name.
Yes,
Lord. He's so good.
Bless
He's so good.
Bless
just taste him. Taste him for yourself. My Lord, don't take my word. Try them for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise out there in radio land. Amen. Good God, God's been better to us, better to you, better to me, better to our family. Amen. Don't be ashamed of this Jesus that we're talking about. He said, if you and I be ashamed to confess him publicly and before men and before women, he won't be ashamed to confess you before his heavenly Father. Now, we don't want, amen, God to be ashamed of us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we ought to tell us about this man named Jesus everywhere we go. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. Tell it everywhere we go. Amen. I have enough. She coming?
Yes,
she coming. Amen. Come on, Vandals. Amen. We are having a little testimony service here. Amen. Good God, Almighty God is good. Everybody ought to get a testimony. The Bible said, I didn't say it. It said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. I wonder if I got any overcomers out there today to overcome some situations, amen, that they didn't never thought that they would overcome. Amen. And some of us are in that place right now. We need an overcoming God. Amen. Amen. Come on, testify. Amen. Come on. Come on.
Good.
Come on.
I would like for everybody to know.
Yes.
That one day in 1985, I died.
Well, come on.
My children was 4 and 5 years old. And they kept tapping me, mommy, mommy, mommy. I couldn't respond, sitting in my living room. And all of a sudden, they had to call 911 because I wasn't able to talk, I wasn't able to see, I wasn't able to walk, I wasn't able to move none of my limbs.
Come on.
At all.
It's all right.
The ambulance got there and they said, we can't take her. She's dead.
My Lord.
She don't have no breath in her body. She don't have no breath in her body. She can't see us. She can't walk. She can't move nary limb. She's dead.
Yes.
So instead of the ambulance taking me, they said, we're going to call the coroners. And they did. The ambulance got there. They called the coroners, and the coroners came, and the neighbor said, she's dead for real now. We ain't got to worry about her preaching, nothing else. We ain't got to hear about her Jesus no more.
Tell her to get away.
They better quit saying about my Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
My Jesus is the reason why I'm living today.
Uh-huh. My Jesus.
Why my God.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Come on, man.
The coroners put me in the body bag.
Oh, my God.
Took me to the morgue.
Thank you, Jesus.
And put me on that table. But God said, not
God
so.
God said.
This sickness is not unto death, but
amen.
To the glory
amen.
Of God.
Yeah. Look at you now.
If you see me now, I can use my hands.
Yeah.
I can stomp my feet.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead.
I can
go
move
ahead.
My feet, and I don't even care.
I
can talk to you, and I can see you.
Come on.
Look at me. I have a living testimony. Look at me. When I got in that morgue, when they put me on that table, let me tell you one thing. I unzipped the body bag and set up. And once I set up and looked around and said, what am I doing in the morgue? And where are my children? The morticians ran in separate directions. And I walked out of the body bag, out of the morgue, and my children was outside that morgue.
My Lord have mercy.
And I walked out of that place.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Walking down the street, didn't know where I was
going.
Look
at God. Look at
God.
My God.
I was 23 years old.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
64 now.
All right.
I am 64 now.
All right.
They said I wouldn't make it.
Wait.
They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I wouldn't amount to anything.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to say
say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they're gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. You see, when I was young, I gave God my hand, and I told him to lead the way. Though the road has been rough, and the going's been mighty tough, ain't going nowhere, I'm out here to stay.
Don't go nowhere.
So I've been talked about,
Lord,
they criticized. I had to wipe many tears from my eyes, but I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand.
Hallelujah. 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 I wonder if we got anybody out there that's still holding on to the hand of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hey, I think this is Friday. In the world, they say Friday the 13th is a bad day, but if you got up, it's not bad. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Friday the 13th, you know, in the world, they say it's a witches and warlocks and bad dreams and all this hocus pocus and all this Scooby-Dooby and that stuff like that. But it's God woke you up this morning. It can't be all that bad. Amen, because, amen, God did it. If everything that was good that happened to you and me, that was good, God did it. All you got to do is just take a flashback and remember, God, like that God was trying to convey to the children of Israel, he said, I want you to do this and remember. That was the Holy Communion. So you can remember a holy God who brought you out of Egypt, who brought you out of sickness, who brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. And always remember how good God's been. Amen. In the morning, in the noonday, in the evening, at midnight. Amen. Just get a praise on your lips and a testimony in your heart, because God has been better to us than he said we have been to our own self. Glory be to God. Amen. We have church up in here. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about nobody else, but when I have church, that's all I want to have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't even want to do nothing else when it comes to God. Amen. Because, you see, God makes the difference in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. This is Sunshine of Faith International Ministry with our Chief Apostle Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn. Amen. If you need prayer and you want to call for prayer, this is Dr. Mary Frances Ogburn's phone number. Amen. Jot it down real quick. 301-732-0461. Let me repeat that again. 301-732-0461. And you're truly Apostle Pender. Amen. 843-812-9733. 843-812-9733. Amen. Remember that. For prayer, you need to call in. Amen. Don't prayer never hurt nobody. Amen. Glory to God. Prayer changes things. We done heard it down through the years that what prayer can do. Amen. Somebody sing the song, say, I know what prayer can do. Prayer brought me out of a prison cell one day. Amen. You got to get a personal testimony for yourself. Amen. Mama, you can't lean on mama to pray. You can't lean on daddy prayer, but you got to have a prayer for yourself. And prayer, amen, it really works. Hallelujah. It'll bring you out of prison. You might not be behind bars physically, but you might be in a financial prison. You might be in a divorce prison. You might be in this prison, in that prison, a sick prison, a hospital prison. But prayer, amen, will bring you out every time. Glory be to God. I know. And we got a cloud of witnesses that know what prayer can do. Hallelujah. You might not have no money, but prayer can do it. Prayer can go where money can't. I wish I had some witnesses to him. I know prayer can go across the world. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit. Because the spirit, amen, is not limited. While we're on this phone, the spirits are going into people's homes. But God Almighty is going, and prayer is unloosing the shackles in you and my life, even while we're on this air. Hallelujah. For I know what prayer is doing right now. Hallelujah. Prayers make me feel better when I didn't want to get out the bed. Prayers make me, hallelujah, to raise my hand to a holy God. Prayers making me say thank you, Jesus. Prayers making me cry right now. Prayers making me love everybody. Y'all ain't got to say that to me. Prayers make me love my enemies. Prayers keep me off the drugs and alcohol. Prayers keep me out of the prison. Prayers making me do right, make right choices. Prayer, I know what prayer will do. See, I told y'all, don't tear me loose and let me go. Hallelujah, because see, wind me up and tear me loose. Because when I open up my mouth, God won't fill it. Hallelujah, because he knows that I love him. He knows that I love me. He knows that, hallelujah, glory to God, nobody can do you like Jesus. I tried everything. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, just that and that. But I heard somebody say, God, Jesus, for 30 days. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And see if it don't work. Hallelujah, where you at? And now I advise you to give Jesus a chance. Try Jesus, and you will be saying the same testimony that a lot of others had. I know what prayer can do. And then you will run and tell your mama, mama, prayer fixed it. I was looking for a job, but I didn't know where I was going to get one. And prayer gave, somebody called me on the phone and told me, come on, it's an opening over here. Good God Almighty, God said he will open doors that no man can shut. And he will shut doors that no man can open. That's the kind of God we serve, and we believe God. We used to believe everything. Hallelujah, but I ain't got crazy enough to trust God and believe God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and give God some praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm just that crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. Folks can tell you all kinds of stuff. But you know, the Bible says everything is going down except the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, many voices gone out. We got this prophet, that prophet, this apostle, that apostle, false prophet. Amen. All kinds of stuff going on. Hallelujah. Everything, all these voices, the Bible talks about gone out. But you know, on last week I preached about, you know, your daddy's voice. My sheep hear my voice. Alcohol ain't not going to follow. My sheep hear my voice. Crack they not going to take. My sheep hear my voice. Hallelujah. And they not going to hang on the corner. My sheep hear my voice. And they going to behave themselves. My sheep hear my voice, and they going to be holy. My sheep hear my voice. Amen, somebody. My sheep hear my voice, and they going to do God's business. My sheep hear my voice, and they going to say, thank you, Jesus. My sheep hear my voice, and they going to say, God did it. My sheep hear my voice, and they going to say, how did you make it? God did it. I mean, that's what we said today. If it had not been for the Lord, we look back over our life, and we know how far God has brought us. No, nobody but a God gonna did it. How do you give God some praise? Nobody can do you and me like Jesus. And the more you talk about Jesus, the more you want to talk about him. He said, Romans 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, God, he said, if you be ashamed to confess me in your home, on the corner, to your neighbor, to your supervisor, to the president. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. Hallelujah. Ain't daddy to sit down there. I preach that message and caught some whiplash, backlash, side lash, front lash. Hallelujah. But I already know. You got to already know what you're going to catch when you preach God's word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank him, Jesus. Thank him, Jesus. Just like music to my ear. You know, he took the cussing out and put the name Jesus. You know, sometimes people use God's name in vain. They are too cuss. Hallelujah. And then cuss. And God said, thou shall not use the Lord thy God name in vain. Hallelujah. You got to stop using God's name in any kind of way. And I got to stop using his name any kind of way, because he ain't going to answer. He wants you to use it. You don't even have that kind of access. And I have that kind of access to God, like to use his name and beg his name. It's so powerful that you don't use it in vain. And I don't use it in vain. I had a message that I wanted to touch on. Hallelujah. And like I said on last week, hallelujah, I touched on it. You know your daddy's voice. Hallelujah. I can't even see for the sweat coming down my face, but I'm good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm good at that. Thank you, Jesus. Real quick, they're going to say, I haven't heard the word, but you know, you ain't got to go in the Bible. The Bible say, thy word, you can, it's good to go in the Bible, but he say, thy word, God's word, have I hid in my heart. I put some word in my heart so I might not sin against God, and so I would know what path to take and what direction to go in. Thank you, Jesus. You've been good to me. Hallelujah. You've been better than me than dinner. You've been better than me than breakfast we ate this morning. You've been better to me than a second cup of coffee. Yes, you have, God. I just want to take a little time to pause and tell you how much I appreciate you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. I don't know why. You fooled a piece of trash like me, but you took and looked all my life and say, I want him. I want him. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I don't even know why you take time fooling me. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you that God of God, you will take what Satan don't want. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you give up on God. Hallelujah. And God won't give up on you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My sheep. Hear my voice. God Almighty, I got about a couple more minutes. The stranger, they will not fall. Hallelujah. I just want to real quick go to Genesis 3:10. And real quick, and you hear me. Hallelujah. Say, and he said, I heard, Adam, thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. Hallelujah, glory to God. Adam, God said, Adam even knew the voice of God. He said, I heard. You know, some preachers, when they get wired up, they say, I heard. I heard. And Adam said, I heard the voice of God in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. You know, we heard. I heard. And we heard. God said, don't do this. And don't do that. Amen. Glory be to God. And then sometimes we do it anyhow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because we be afraid. But God don't want you to be afraid. He didn't kill Adam. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't kill Adam. He gave Adam a second chance. I tell you. You know what? when time go fast, when you're having fun, folks don't even know what fun is, until they, or joy for that fact, until they come to God, until they come to Jesus. Romans 10:9 says, confess with your mouth and my mouth and believe in thine heart that God, not mama, that God, not daddy, that God has raised his son Jesus from the dead. And thou shall be, that's a promise, be saved, amen, glory to God. Acts picked it up and said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins. And you shall receive, because God Almighty, the gift, and his gift is unto you and your children. Because God Almighty, your children need this gift, and it's better than any gift they could have under the tree. On Christmas, the gift of Jesus, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Folks want to get all these gifts, but don't want to put no time in. Somebody say, put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Won't be long now. Payday is coming after a while. Won't be long now. Payday is coming after a while. Won't be long now. Payday is coming after a day. No payday coming after a while. And Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. This is the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. Amen. Well, our chief apostle, Dr. Mary Francis Osborne. The prayer line number is 301-732-0461, 301-732-0461. Amen. Yours truly, Apostle Reginald Pender. Amen. 443-812-9733. 443-812-9733. We'd like to hear your voice. Amen. We can't get together corporately, amen, just make that number. Make the call. Jesus said, for whosoever shall call, if that's you out there tonight, amen. There's a lot of joy. There's a lot of deliverance on this line. There's a lot of peace. Maybe you didn't get that gift for Christmas, but it's here tonight. The extension is still there. The invite is still there. You and I and you, the invite is still there. While you and I still got blood running warm in our veins. Amen. Again, the prayer number for Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, 301-732, Dr. Mary Francis Auburn, 0461. 301-732-0461. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank God. Adam said he was afraid. Sometimes we get afraid to, we don't want folk to know. And Adam, he didn't want Jesus to know where he was at. And then if I were to label this message tonight, it wouldn't be that I know my daddy's voice. It was consider where you are and return to God. See, Adam was trying to hide, but I say consider where you are and return to God. I'm talking about myself first. I got to consider, you know where you're at. I know where I'm at. Adam was hiding. Consider where you are and return to God tonight. Amen? Come on, somebody. Consider where you are. You know, you know that's not all to what your ministry. You know that's not all to where you want to go in God. Or where I want to go in God, consider where we are and return to God. Return to, how do I return to God? Return to God and repent. Return to God in prayer. Return back to the church. Return back to the Word. Consider where you are and return back to God. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries. Dr. Mary Francis Osborne. The phone number is 301-732. God bless you.
Amen. 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 My time is about gone. Amen. We thank God again for you listening in, tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministry. May God continue to bless you and you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. We love you and God loves you more. Amen. Bye-bye. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.